NA1SS, NA1SS, this is N1CSH, Hawthorne Brook calling. Do you copy? Over.
N1CSH, NA1SS, good copy, over.
Hi, Bill, I'm going to turn it over for questions.
I'm Nick. I'm going to be an astrobiologist when I grow up. Are you doing any experiments about life in space or on other planets? Over.
Nick, yes, we are. We are an experiment.
Open this close.
N1CSH, N1SS.
I'm Kristen. Can the space station help identify natural disasters on Earth before they happen? Over.
Kristen, we can help identify things that are visible to the eye, particularly things such as hurricanes. We did extensive photography of Hurricane Wilma shortly after we got on orbit. But we have to be in the right place to be able to see an see phenomena, and it must be a visual phenomena. Over.
I'm Sarah. Does food going down your throat feel different in a weightless environment? What about liquids? Over.
Sarah, fortunately, no. We enjoy eating and very much the same in space, and drinking very much the same in space as we do on Earth. Over.
I'm Carly. Knowing the risk of being up in space, what makes you want to go back? Over.
Carly, it's the same reason that people take risks for just about anything. We think the benefits significantly outweigh the risk. And besides, it's just a thrill. It's so much fun to be in space. Over.
I am Brittany. What would happen if an astronaut got seriously sick, went up in space? Over.
Brittany, both my crewmates, Larry and I, have had fairly extensive medical training, but certainly we are not physicians. If it's a serious matter, we would immediately call the ground and talk to a doctor. We do have some fairly strong medicines on board, plus advanced cardiac life support equipment, so we could provide very similar treatment that a paramedic would provide, let's say, in the case of a heart attack. But of course, we're screened very carefully to ensure that we are healthy before going on orbit. Over.
I'm Caitlin. Do you think that going to the space station will change your life or view of certain things? Over.
Caitlin, I don't really think it will change my life. This will probably be my last flight, so I kind of look at this as the end of a chapter and not necessarily the... but maybe it's the beginning of the next chapter. I don't think it changes exactly the things I believe, but perhaps I believe them more strongly. Over.
I'm Matt. Do you get scared when you lift off into outer space? If so, what do you do to control your fears? Over.
Matt, we're not scared. We're just very, very excited. And we have so much work to do flying the spacecraft. It keeps us pretty busy, so we don't have time to worry about things. Over.
I'm Brandon. Are sound waves different on the space station? For example, radio music or musical instruments? Over.
Brandon, of course, sound waves are carried. They're actually pressure pulses that travel through the air. The pressure in the space station is only slightly less than the air pressure right where you are, so the sounds are the same. Over.
I'm Carrie. What does it feel like to be 2 inches taller as soon as you get into space? Over.
Well, Carrie, you don't really notice it except that for a few days your lower back may hurt because that's where a lot of the growth occurs and it stretches the muscles in your lower back just a little bit. Over.
I'm Nick. What's it like being in a spacesuit? Over.
Nick, being in a spacesuit is really, really cool. We did a spacewalk this month on November 7th and we spent 12 and a half hours inside the suit. Unfortunately, only 5.5 hours was outside, but it was just a lot of fun, and it's just really neat knowing it's just you, it's just your spacesuit between you and the vacuum of space. Over.
I'm Devin. What is a flame like in zero gravity? Over.
Devin, fortunately, Unfortunately, I've never seen a plane in zero gravity. That's one of the things that we really try to avoid on the space station. But if you look at a flame, we have had flame experiments. And if you look at a flame, of course, it rises due to the convection because the hot gases in the flame, they're hot, and therefore they're lighter than the cool air around them. Well, that requires gravity. So it's very difficult to get objects to burn in space because there's no gravity to create the convection necessary to provide the oxygen over.
I'm Rachel. Where do you get the oxygen that you breathe in the space station? Over.
Rachel, we get the oxygen from three different sources. Right now, we're primarily using oxygen from the Progress resupply cargo ship that's attached to us. It has compressed oxygen on board. We also have a system on board called Electron, which takes water, and you know water is H2O, so it breaks the water down into hydrogen and oxygen. The hydrogen, and because we don't like flames on board, is vented overboard, and the oxygen is returned to the atmosphere. And some of the water we use is from the condensate, the condensed water that our air conditioning system provides. So if you will, it's the moisture that we exhale and perspire, over.
I'm Nadia. How do you navigate in outer space? Over.
Nadia, the computers do it for us very, very nicely. We periodically get very precise location data uplink from the ground. The computers then use things called inertial measurement units, or they use accelerometers that measure the acceleration of the spaceship, then project that out from the acceleration that you determine. And from the velocity over time, they know how fast we're going and in what direction, and then the computers compute where we are. We also can fix on stars and on the horizon of the Earth to help orient the spaceship, over.
I'm Allison. What part of your daily routine do you enjoy most? Over.
Allison, although it's not exactly a routine, I enjoy very much getting on the amateur radio and talking to folks just like you. Over.
I'm Josh. If the space station moves over 17,000 miles per hour, then why does it look like it's going slow when we see it on television? Over.
Well, Josh, usually when you see the space station on television, it's a picture that's taken from another spaceship, which is also traveling at 17,000 miles per hour. So if you just think, if you're out on the freeway and you're traveling 60 miles per hour, and there's another car beside you doing 60, or maybe even doing 65 miles per hour, it looks like relatively the two cars are moving very slowly. But there's someone standing on the side of the road, they're moving very quickly, over.
I'm Margaret. When you're up in the space station alone looking out the window, what is it that looks the most beautiful to you and how does it inspire you? Over.
Well, Margaret, when we look out the window, it inspires you with greater, I think, reverence for our natural resources and greater reverence for the biosphere which sustains human life, and I think great respect for all humanity.
I'm Jana. What do you do for fun on the International Space Station? Over.
Jana, on the International Space Station, for fun, we look out the window.
What's the elevation, Stan?
Is that it?
2 degrees.
I wouldn't say your goodbyes anyway.
He's still in
there. Yeah, okay, say a question. Say a question.
He's still talking.
I'm Lauren. Does the space station remain in one place or does it orbit around the Earth? Over.
Go ahead.
No.
You can hear us.
I'm Katie. Do colors on Earth look the same from the space station? Over.
Over the hill.
Over the horizon.
Sorry,
Colin.
Sorry. Wow.
NA1SS, this is N1CSH.
Goodbye!
Over.